Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Pei Beis. We're actually holding on the second line from the top of the Amud, but we're in the middle of a Gishmak Sugya. To understand the Sugya properly, we have to quickly review part of what we learned yesterday. In the middle of the Amud Beis, there's a Braisa Desanya, which continues on Chaticha Shel Chatos Temeya. The sugi that we're talking about, the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is what do you hold? Es shedarka limnois sheninu, or kol shedarka limnois. Legabe, what halacha does this have ramifications? Legabe, when the Chachamim said that certain things do not become bottle because of their chashivus, and their chashivus relates to the fact that you don't just go and buy them by estimate or by weight, but they have to be counted. So Rabbi Yochanan said this happens to be a very limited category. Those things which are under all circumstances, every time they're only sold by the count, by the number. However, if you have things which sometimes are sold by the count, and sometimes by an estimate or by weight, oh, then they're not so choshev, says Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore they can become bottom. Mashenkin Reish Lakish says that anything which b'derach kalal generally are sold by the number, even though from time to time you find that they're sold by oimed. Oimed means kind of by estimate or by weight, but not by counting. Oh, says Reish Lakish, that's already enough to give it a shame of a dover choshev, and it doesn't become butter. And the Gemara asked yesterday Akasha on Reish Lakish from the following braisa. What's the following braisa? The Sanya. Chaticho shel chatos. We are learning from the halfway down yesterday's Amud Beis. It's very simple. Chaticho shel chatos temeya shenis arva b'meya chaticho shel chatos chato'ois tohoirois. You have a piece of chatos in the base of Midrash that became tomei. Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Nevela, whatever became tomei. And it got mixed in with 100 other pieces of chatois tohoirais, kosher tor dika karm chatos. Or you have a chen prusa shel lechem aponim tmeya, ashtikel of the lechem aponim became tamei. Shinis arve b'meya prusa shel lechem aponim tohoirais, which came mixed in with 100 of tohar dika. Zukta tanakama ta'ale. Ta'ale means it becomes botel, and therefore you're allowed to go and eat from this mixture of the chatos tameya that got mixed into the chatos tohoirois, and you're allowed to go and eat from the mixture of the lechem upon them. And we mentioned yesterday that some of the Mefarshim say that the reason why the Braisa uses the expression ta'ale instead of the lashon becomes batel or mutter is to tell you that it only becomes batel if in fact you remove at least one of this mixture.
So in the case of tala,
exactly. So in the case of the chatas, where you have 101 pieces, you don't know which one is the tamei, which one is the tahira. It haka becomes bottle, but take one out and go and burn it, but don't go and use it. Even though the likelihood that the one that you took out is probably among the tahirais anyway, obviously it's halacha, you have to take one out. But the ikkar for our purpose is that it becomes bottle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, loy tale does not become bottle, and we already said yesterday, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, min b'minoi loy bottle. Since it's the same min, it's not mevatlet. In fact, the Gemara in Chulin says, Asvara, that when you have min b'minoi, not only is it not mevatlet, it in fact, it's mechazik, it strengthens it, because it finds its other brethren that come there, instead of being mevatlet, it kind of supports it. Okay. But now continues the Braisa with a new case. The first case was chatas temeya in 100 chatois tohoirois. Aval chaticha shel chatas tohoirois in his arva b'meya chaticha shel chulin tohoirois. Tohoira in tohoirois, but this was a chatas in chulin tohoirois. V'chein prusa shel lechem aponim tohoirois shes arva b'meya prusa shel chulin tohoirois. Divri ha'koil loisale, it does not become bottle, and therefore you have to eat all of the 101 slices of meat under the assumption that any one of them might be chatas, and therefore you have to eat it with all dinim of chatas. Now, what's the difference between the reisha and the sefer? So now, of course, we had Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that brought this brayso on the Amud Aleph as a raya to him. What was the raya to him? Remember, Rabbi Yochanan says that even though when it comes to slices of meat, even though in the good old days it was sold by the count on a general basis, because presumably everything was more or less standard sizes and standard weights. So if you went into a butcher store and you said, I want to have one rib steak is $8.99. It might be a drop larger, drop smaller. No, $8.99, we sell it by the count. And therefore, if you want five rib steaks, five times $8.99. You want 10? It's 10 times $8.99. But they wouldn't go and say, you know, go and throw it in the bag. And if you fill up the bag with rib steaks, you take it bag $20. You have to go and count each one individually. So it's a dover choshev. However, Rashi pointed out that sometimes, most of the time, Taka, the rib steaks were sold per count, per number. But every once in a while, you might have had a clearance sale, or you might have had a situation where it was the end of the day, and the balabos wants to say goodbye to everybody. He says, you know what, here's a basket, whatever you can fill up in the basket, $20, $50, mekayim. So that would be by oimed, not by the case of actual counting. So even though 75%, 90% of the time, people sell it by the count, but since occasionally it's sold by the oimed, it's not called the Eshadarka Limnois, it's called Kolshadarka Limnois. In such a case, Reish Lakish would hold, it does not become bottle. Rabbi Yochanan holds it, does become bottle. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan has a raya from the Reisha. In the case of the Chaticha Shalchatis Tmeya, that got mixed into the Chatois Tahoirois, it says Tala, it becomes bottle. According to you, Reish Lakish, it should never become bottle. Because according to you, you always say that kol shedarkai. If b'derech klal, these items are sold by the number, it's a dover choshev, it shouldn't become bottle. And that was the kasher Rabbi Yochanan asked on Reish Lakish. What's the svaras of the Seifa we'll get to shortly, but let's focus on the Reisha. Ketoni mias Reisha. Tale. It says it becomes bottle. Why does it become bottle? It's a thing which is kol shedarkoi limnos. It's omrubki bereid rafuna. It's talking about benimucha. Benimucha means that this carbon chatas, this slice of chatas meat, is no longer the salad that it was initially. Somehow or other, it dissolved. It became pureed. It became liquefied. And now it's in liquid form. Since it's now in liquid form, there's no longer a svarav to go and say that you're going to count this piece of meat. You don't have a piece of meat to count. You just have a puree, you just have a liquid. So therefore that whole svara of kosher dark limnois falls away. You don't count liquids, you only count solids. Aha, so therefore, zokta Reish Lakish, of course, in such a case, I agree, it becomes bottle. My time to Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa, Loi Sali, it doesn't become bottle. After all, if it became liquefied, wouldn't everybody agree it becomes bottle? No, since they happen to be the same min, even though this is takal salad and this is liquid, but right, it's the same min, Loi bottle, it doesn't become bottle. Okay, so Freiti Mori, let's be Madaik. Why did the Braisa say in the Reisha that it becomes bottle? Because it's nimuach, it becomes dissolved, and it's liquefied. But if it's mashma, according to you, Reish Lakish, avaloi nimuach, if it did not become liquid, if it remained a solid, what would be the din? Loi salad. That in fact, it would not become bottle, because Reish Lakish l'shitosei, that since chatichos of meat are normally sold by the count, therefore it's a din of kol shedarkoi limnois, and therefore it doesn't become bottle. Ezoi bazoi, freiti mora, adetoni, why did the Sefer change the scenario and go from the case of a chatos temeya that became mixed with chatois tahoires? And we changed the scenario of the Sefer to talk about a chatas tahoira that became bottle or became mixed in to chulin tahoirois. Adatoni av chaticha shel chatas tahoirish in esara b'mei chaticha shel chulin tahoirois loy sale, which is the case of the Sefer. Niflig v'nisti b'dida. Why don't we go and continue talking about the first case of the Braisa? What was the first case of the Braisa? That you had chatas tameya mixing into chato'ois tohoirois. Says the beginning of the braisa, it becomes batel. You know why? Because in fact it dissolved. It became liquid. That's why it became batel. Avaloinemucha, had it remained intact as a piece of solid meat, then in fact it would not become batel loisale. So why do I have to change the whole scenario going from chato'ois to chulin? I could talk about the exact same taste of chatois and give you two separate halachas in the case of a chatas tameya getting mixed in with chatois to hayreis. That if it's nimucha, if it got dissolved, then it becomes bottle. Loi nimucha, it doesn't become bottle. Wouldn't that make life easier? And we would explain one case instead of having to jump to another case. Evidigmara, in terms of the halacha, you're right, we could have said that. But Rish Lakish says the Tan of the Braisa prefers talking about a case of Tehoirois bit Tehoirois Odiflei. Why does he prefer talking about Tehoirois bit Tehoirois as opposed to continuing talking about Tmei bit Tehoirois? Says Rashi, because we find in Mesechtes Trumois Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel by a case of Tmeya falling into Tehoira. But in the case of Tehoirois falling into Tehoirois, Kuli al Mamoidi, that it becomes bottle. Let's look at the Rashi, starting on the third line from the top. Tehoira b'tehoira adifa leila ashminan. The aval gav d'shtein tehoirois, even though they're both tar. V'shayich b'hu b'tula tvei. Logically, al pi svara, and based on the next Mishnah, the Ashkan Mesech des Trumais, it's more logical to say that tar b'tar would become bottle. Why is it so much logical? Because the Mishnah Mesech des Trumais says, the truma tehoira, Bechulin tohoidin, hakol moidim means both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree unanimously, sheoilin, that the truma tohoidin becomes botel in the chulin tohoidin. However, betruma tmeya, betahoira, now you're already switching from tmeya to tahoira, that's already chaluk in Beis Shammai, so there's already a machlokes. So therefore, says Reish Lakish, that's why our braisa switches the scenario from the case of chatois tmeya falling into chatois tohoirois, and it changes in the sefer to a case of tohar falling into tohar, meaning a chatos tohoira falling into chulin tohoirois. That's all kedai techamin. If anybody would stop you and ask you, what do you think is the likely outcome? Is it likely to be that it's going to be bottle or not bottle? So you would say, oh, I remember the famous Mishnah Masechtas Trumois, that everybody agreed, Beisham, Beisil, Tehoiris, Betehoiris, becomes bottle. So probably here become bottle as well. Dr. Debray said, nein, it does not become bottle. It's a Chagrois Chiddush. That's why he prefers telling this halach of Tehoiris, Betehoiris, to tell us the Chiddush, not like our Havamina, that this should be like the halach in Masechtas Trumois. But in fact, here the halach is different. Tahiris, but Tahiris does not become butter. Barry, you want to ask something?
So the first advice, because this is Kachim and this is Truma, there's an unspoken.
The Gemara doesn't say why there is a difference between the two, but presumably that's the reason. This is Kachim, this is Kachi Kudish, and this is Chatzis, and this is only Truma. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Anyway, so far, so good. Okay, so now I know why we had to change channels from the Reisha to the Sefer. Freiti Mara. Since Reish Lakish said that the Reish is talking about Nimuach, logically the Seif is also talking about Nimuach. And Nimuach, we already explained, what's the Svar that becomes bottle, because it's no longer Dover Choshev, it's now just dissolved, it's a liquid. So just like in the Reish, we said in the case of Chatos Temeya, falling into Chatois Tehoirois, that liquid becomes bottle. It's not a Dover Choshev anymore. So the Sefer should be the same thing. That if you have the Chatos Tohar that falls into the Chulin Tehoirois, why does the Braisa say Loi Sale doesn't become bottle? It's only a liquid. Of course it should become bottle. The same Svara as the Reisha, Maishna Reisha, Umaishna Seifa. As we've read the Gemara, Amr of Shishwar Rav Idi, Reisha, Betumas, Mashkin, Rabbonon, Seifa, Di Oiraisa. Oh, the Reisha is talking about that the problem of the Tumma was a Drabbonon Dikke. Therefore, the Braisa said it becomes bottle. The case in the Seif is talking about a deraisa dika problem, and therefore it does not become bottle. Now what do we need a tumma which was only derabbanon? After all hilchas tumma l'chayr is deraisa, no? Yeah, v'asheret, metana vela, metabalkeri, metanida. So what's the case of the chatos that became tumay midrabbanon? So our Gemara says it came al yidei mashkin. The woman is al yidei mashkin. So Rashi explains the following. Normally, minatoyre, if you have an avatuma, such as you have a sheret or a vela, which touches lemoshel oichlun or mashkin, so now they become a rishon l'tuma. But an oichel or mashkin cannot be metama a kli, because a kli can't become a shein l'tuma. A kli can only become a rishon l'tuma. So therefore, oichlun or mashkin typically only metame other oichlun or mashkin. However, the Chachamim said a special din by Mashkin. The reason why there's a special din by Mashkin is because of Mayonis Hazov, the Roik or the Meiraglayim of certain individuals that do have a din of Tumah. So therefore the Chachamim said, you know what? If a Mashkin touches a Kli, even though Minat Torah, it would not be Metamit. Midrabanan, it is Metama the Kli. Okay. So now what happens to this Kli? If you happen to have a piece of Chatos meat that was inside this Kli, it's now going to receive Tumma from the Kli. Even though Minatayra wouldn't receive Tumma from the Kli, because the Kli wouldn't be Tumma in the first place, because the whole Tumma of the Kli was only Al Yedei Mashkin. Mashkin is not Metama Kele Minatayra. Midrabanan, it became Tumma. Oh, the whole Tumma is Rabanan. So to Ishlokish. Since number one, the tumma is drabon, and number two, it's nimuach. Oh, it's the combination of those two make it bottle to all of the taharois, with all of the chatois hatoiros. Thank you. However, in the sefer, what's the problem in the sefer? Not a problem. The issue with the sefer is that you have chatos tohira that got mixed into chatichois of chulin tohiros. If you're going to go and say that now it all becomes bottle, who is going to eat from it? Even regular Yisraelim, not only Kohanim, even a Yisrael. A Yisrael who's eating chulin, he might not be makpid to eat a dafke b'tahara. You didn't have to eat your chulin b'tahara. Yes, there were a lot of chaverim that were makpid to eat all of their chulin b'tahara. Yeah, but you don't have to. So therefore, you might have that a person who's going to eat from this mixture might, in fact, unfortunately, be tamei. The tamei of a guf of a person eating chatos. You have a big problem, and therefore that's already a deraisa d'son mishka d'rabbanan. Dozok gets the Gemara. That's why in the Reisha, since we're only talking about tumas mashkim d'rabbanan, not only, but since we're talking about tumas mashkim d'rabbanan, that's why the Tanakhama says that it becomes bottle in 100 pieces. Masha enkin in the Sefer that we're talking about ichshash of a din deraisa, then we say it does not become bottle. That's shot in the Gemara according to this.
So Yisrael became tum through sheretz and deraisa.
How did he become tum? The Gemara doesn't address that. Or it could have been a balkari. It could have been touching the vela.
It can even be Yisrael's zar eating kachim. Remember, it's chatos with chulin. If it's Yisrael,
but he's not tum.
No, he's not supposed to eat. It's not a big problem. It's tuma, but he's still not supposed to eat a chatos.
Okay, it's true.
Also true. In fact, Rashi doesn't, in fact, focus so much on the tumah. Other mafarshim do. If you look, Rashi, in the middle of the Amud, Omer of Shisha Berei Drav Idi, everybody has that. The Oilam Bini Mucha, it's talking about that it was dissolved. Vereisha Betumas Mashkin Rabban Ki Goin Shinitma Chaticha Yidei Mashkin Tmeim Hal Shinoga Bekli. Dimitrais Ein Mashkin Metame Kli. The Avagav the Ikla Migz Mishim Tumah Diarais. And Moira Ishlok is the bottle Hoil Vein Dark Limnai. Since we're talking about it, Nimuach, and therefore it's not Dark Limnai. And it's the Rabbanon. So I'm not Goizer Otto Diarais, and therefore it becomes bottle. However, save his Kachim Liz. Zor. Right. So he doesn't focus on Tumah as much as it's a Zor. In other words, Yisrael is going to eat from it. Is it Yeraisu? Or me Yeraisu min b'minoi lehaitanis v'ilei deloi bottle. He holds in such a case it wouldn't be bottle afilu she'ein dark limnois, even though it's nimuach. It's not dark limnois, a liquid. It's all dissolved. Nevertheless, since
we continue on Daf
Pei Beis Amud Aleph, we just finished with Rav Ashi's Pshat, which the Gemara unfortunately rejected, and we're up to the Sover Rabbi Yochanan Truma Bezman Hazed Deiraisa, which is roughly 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Now remember, we had yesterday in the Mishnah, we had a very, very interesting case. We had a Kohen who was an androgynous. That means that he had both simone zachrus and simone nakvus. And this androgynous went and married a bas Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah said, Machila betruma, this Mrs. Koyin androgynous is allowed to eat truma. What's the svar of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon? We had a machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, Alma, we see from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon consider an androgynous to be a zochor vadai, even though he also has simonim of nakus. Okay, so he has simonim of nakus.
It's an addition.
It's a supplement. But Lamaisi is a zochor. Since he's a zochor, he can get married to an akeva. It's not a problem. And therefore he's machal betruma. That's the poship shot, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rish Lakish says, no. Even Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon agree that it happens to be a sophic. I'm not sure whether this is a zocher or a nekeva. After all, she has both simonim. So I don't know if it's a zocher
or
nekeva.
Or a min b'fnei.
Well, that's going to be tomorrow. That's tomorrow. That's not today. Tomorrow to the very b'fnei atzma, so you'll see that the second, third line tomorrow is on it. However, I don't know. It's a suffix. If it's a suffix, how can she go and eat truma? We're talking about bizman azeh. The truma is the rabbanon. Why is truma midrabbanon bizman azeh? Because unfortunately, there's no base hamigdash, and the Gemara assumes that bizman she ain't base hamigdash kayim. The dinim of trumas and maises are the rabbanon and not the oraisa. And that's what Rish Lakish. That's the only case that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are matir. If you're talking about truma d'oraisa, chulin, they wouldn't be matir because the d'oraisa, and there's a chasofik. I don't know if he is a zohar or nekev. I don't know if he can be machl. By the rabbanon, the chacham said it's okay, but not by d'oraisa. That was what we had yesterday. So we see from the Gemara of yesterday that Rabbi Yochanan holds that truma bizman hazeh is d'oraisa, and he disagrees with Reish Lakish. Freiti mar v'sav Rabbi Yochanan truma bizman hazeh d'oraisa. Votanya, I have a brisa, a very famous brisa. Mar brings it a number of times in Shas. Shtei kupois achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. He had two big boxes. One was full of chulin, one full of truma. And it said on a big grois oisius, this is a kup of chulin, this is a kup of truma. There were no doubts about it. For the name in front of them, there were shtei soin. There were two measures, a measure of a saw, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. And I saw chulin, truma. Everything was wonderful. And then I go away for 5 minutes. I come back in 5 minutes, and I see there are only two piles. They're no longer the two sa'ois and the two kupais. They're only the two kupais. And I look inside the kupais, and the kupais are much fuller than they were. And I realize that someone put the saw into the kupa. Now, obviously, maybe they put the chulin into the truma, and the truma into the chulin. Or maybe they put the chulin into the chulin, and they put the truma into the truma. Zogtach the Gemara, Satan the Braisa, v'naflu elu b'toich elu, the saws fell into the kupois. I don't know which one. Hare elu mutarim. I assume that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin into the chulin, and therefore everything is mutter, meaning that all Yisraelim, all Zorim can go and eat from the chulin, and only Kahanim can eat from the truma. Shani oimer, because I say, truma tech truma nafla, v'chulin b'toich chulin nafla. Now, obviously, this is not a svara d'oraisa, because after all, we all know statistically it's a 50-50 chance. It could be the chulin fell into the chulin, but it could be that the truma fell into the chulin. Nevertheless, I say it's mutter, and this is a svara d'rabbanan, and the rabbanan say, nah, I'm toila, meh, you're right, it could be 50-50, oh, but I'm going to be makel, I'm going to be matter. Now, why? Yes, what's the
matter?
Sorry?
Where's...
Does Breira go into this sugya? The Gemara doesn't bring it. Yeah, maybe the Mefarshim shtel and so.
How can we Breira? It's not after the fact. It's we assume everything went to the right place. That's
right. It's a parallel. It's similar. It's a parallel time before.
You know what happened, and you say it happened earlier.
Right. I'm afraid.
It goes backwards.
Right. But the two leftover parts of this barrel were truma.
Mm-hmm. He didn't get into what was the amounts here that he didn't get into.
It did not. But the saw was smaller than the kupa. Uh-huh. She says the saw was smaller than the kupa. Now, it doesn't say what the svara is, it just says, I'm toilet. So now we have machloikas, Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. V'yomer Rish Lakish. V'hu sherabu chulin ala truma. It's talking about that in the kupa of chulin, there was more than the sa'a of truma. So even, says Rish Lakish says, like I'm a marav shach. 50-50 chance it could be chulin fell into chulin, truma fell into truma, and therefore shalom al Yisrael, everything is fine. But you're telling me there's a 50-50 chance that truma fell into chulin. We're talking about that the chulin was more than the truma, and it was the sufficient quantities to go and be mevatalit. Maybe you have 101, but bottom line is, al piroiv, it was bottle anyway, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. You look at the
Rashi. It's fake almost.
Exactly, because I'm manavsha. Behu shirabu chol. You see the Rashi about five lines from the bottom of the Ovid. Hari elu hachulin mutarim lizar. I don't have to worry about that the truma fell into the chulin. Why? Says Rish Lakish. Behu shirabu chulin shibakupas chulin ala truma shibisoa of truma. Why? Because hilkach talinan. Number one, Shani Oimer Chulin Tei Chulin Naflu. First of all, I say 50-50 chance Chulin fell into Chulin. And Inami Avi Ibra, even if Naflu saw Truma Kubas Chulin, Bottle Beru, but anyway, it becomes bottle. So therefore,
the Rais and Min Bemina is really bottle.
Well, okay. Fine, it's a kid. So that's why it says Rish Lakish, I have the two Svaris, and that's why it's good. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Avo Bishalai Rabu Chulin Ala Truma. Even if you did not have the Roiv Chulin against the Truma.
Still.
What's the reason? Because I'm Soymech on Shani Oimer, Chulin Letoich Chulin, Truma Letoich Truma.
Shani Oimer is what?
It's a Svara Midraban. I understand why Reish Lakish says I have to have the Rabu, because even though we're talking about Truma Bezmanazeh, which is the Rabban, so Reish Lakish says even by the Rabbanan didn't simply say, okay, it's Rabbanan, it's a big deal, 50-50, Chulim Tai Chulim Truma. No, it's not enough. You still have to come on to the Svara of that even if it fell Truma into Chulim, you still have Roy with it from the man of Shach, you're covered on all sides. So even by the Rabbanan, now Rabbu Yedabinan. El Rabbi Yochanan, Kasha. Of Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Truma Bezmanazeh is the Araisa, says the Rashi on the very bottom. Mitalinan Lekula, the Issa the Araisa. How can you go and say, well, 50-50 is probably okay. You know, it's Friday night. Shkia is 4:31. I'm looking at my watch. It says 4:30. It's true my watch has not been correct most of the time over the last few weeks. But it's a 50-50 chance. It might still be a minute before Shkia. It might be a minute after Shkia. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm going to be turning the cool. It's probably before. And after the whole day was before. So it's Chazok until now. So it's probably Chazok until I'm not Freya. So it's probably still Choyl. So I'll do all the Malachas. You crazy? You're starting with the Diraisis. So how can you go and say that probably the Chulim fell into Chulim Truma Truma Truma? It's the Diraisis Chulila. Elamai Rabbi Yechon also holds his Drabban. Ah, Drabban is a Drabban Amekel, because after all the holding is Drabban. Anyway, okay, so Chum said in such a case.
Hefzid Merube here.
Yeah, whatever, Shasid Chak, Hefzid Merube, whatever type of source. No, Drabban. Aha. So you see the Kutch Rabbi Yechon on, you see this Bryce, it says Drabban on. How could Rabbi Yechon ask yesterday on Reish Lakish and say, you hold Drabban on, Tumab is mad as his dear Isa? I see from this Bryce clearly that it's Drabban. Every Gemara Avada, this Brisa holds that it's the Rabban. There's no question. Bismarazet. Hamari Rabbanani, the Mandiyomar, the author of this Brisa, is the Rabban. But no, I, Rabbi Yochanan, that was explaining the Mishnah of yesterday, I'm talking Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. And the reason why I'm talking Aliba de Rabbi Yossi is because the Mishnah of Androgynous Kohen was Rabbi Yossi v'Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yossi holds that Trum Bezmanazeh is the Oiraisa. Where did you find that Rabbi Yossi? Desanya.
I don't hold it, but this is Rabbi Yossi sheet. So he's neither that Trum is that is.
What Rabbi Yochanan holds individually, we don't really know. What Rabbi Yochanan was saying yesterday is, since I'm being Masbir Pshat in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi v'Reb Shimon, and I know that Rabbi Yossi holds from this Seder Oila, which we're going to bring now, that the din of Truma Bezmanazeh is the Araisa. So therefore, Reish Lakish, your Pshat of Truma Bezmanazeh being the Rabbanan just doesn't work in the Mishnah. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi. You want to go and see a Pshat the Rabbanan, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. Gizim Tahit. I agree with you that other rabbis, other Rabbanan disagree. This is Dachbe Braisa. However, Rabbi Yossi, if Mishnah holds that it's the Araisa.
No, but I mean, just I'm just saying that Rabbi Yochanan does say this din he afalpi. So you see, he himself holds from a Drabban.
Necessarily, he's saying according to the Madiyam. This is a Braisa. Shtei kupay.
Oh, this Braisa may also be Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbanan.
So you don't really know what he holds.
Rabbi Yochanan says that the Tana Kama, the Tana of this Braisa is the Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, you don't need to come on
but
to
he,
the
we
additional.
We don't know how he paskins.
Hard to say. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the Rabbi Yossi. The Sani state in the Braisa. Sanya b'seder oilam. There's a collection of brises which are called seder oilam. It says there in seder oilam, Ash Yoshu avisecha virishto. What means Yerusha Rishoina and Shnia Yeshlan and Shlishis Einlehen? So Rashi explains that there were three Yerushas, if you will. Number one, you had the times of Yehoshua. That was the first time Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. Number two, afterwards, when they came up at the times of the second base Midrash, in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, then they came in again. The third time, says Rashi, is the Golus of Titus, meaning when we were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael after the Chorban Bayis Hasheni. What's the difference between the first Yerusha, the second Yerusha, and the third? Explains Rashi.
How could that be called a Yerusha if we were thrown out?
I understand what you're saying. What he means to say is that Eretz Yisrael still remains ours, no matter what the Palestinians and what the UK and what the Ummah Olam and the UN and all of our wonderful
so
friends throughout
right
the world.
What's right now the status of Eretz Yisrael? He says
it's
no.
Still
it's
still Yerusha.
That
is correct. Now, getting back to what we said in the Brice, and we'll see in the Rashi in a moment. Yerusha Rishoyna, says Rashi, means that the first time that the Yarshan Bishas Yeshua, they had to be Mekadish the Oretz, and they had to go and do what it says in Masechta Sanhedrin and the Rambam, to go and Mekadish Eretz Yisrael. After they left, unfortunately, in the Golus of the first place of Migdish, and they came back in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, they had to Mekadish the land once again. The Kedusha of before had become bottled during the 70 years. It was only Kitchel Shatim Aloy Le'asad Lava, and therefore they had to go and re-be Mekadish it. But that was the first two Yerushas. After the second base of Migdish, Shlishis Einland, we don't have to be Mekadish anymore. The Kedusha remains forever in Eretz Yisrael.
Is it started
today? Let's see the Rashi. Let me see the Rashi.
First one should be more kedusha than the second.
Because they were mekadoshim. Yeah. Let me see the Rashi. Yerusha Rishayin. The Rashi. Be mei Yehoshua. Have Yerusha. V'cheshniya de be mei Ezra. The kishegol legolos Rishayina. Bought la kedusha saaretz. And therefore they had to be mekadoshim again. Shlishis elam kloima loy boy le meheder umirsa. You don't have to go and yarshin it again. Yerusha oimedesi. That Yerusha that we had for the times of Bavel from Ezra and the Chemia to a spleibshoin of Abik that remains forever. Vashmin and Haikra, this pasuk is coming to tell you the leibar lekedushas aretz begolus Titus. Golus Titus, of course, Titus of Russia, who is famous in Masechtas Gittin about the terrible, terrible things that he did, and that's the famous Arch of Titus, which is standing in Rome that Rabbi Krohn spoke about the other night. Where he said, I think it was a Panovich Rosh Hashiva, I think he said, that stood at the arch of Titus, and he said to everybody, you know why I'm standing here? There's a minig, or gesundheit. Most people do not go underneath the arch, but they do go next to the arch, and in the side of the arch, you go and see the menorah that the Yidden were never carrying from the second base of Midrash. There were avodim taken by Titus of Russia, and they were taking the menorah and all the other objects, presumably to the Vatican, and presumably if we ever get access to it, we'll be able to find perhaps some or all of the clay mikdash down below in the basement there. But anyway, that's what the Arch of Titus goes and... I'm finished yet. That's what that arch is supposed to symbolize, the conquest of Rome over Eretz Yisrael and over the Yid. And therefore for them, it's a gross zach.
He's bragging, this is what I...
But Ivanovich Rov took his Talmidim over there and he said, now it's punkt verkehrt. Who talks about today about the glorious Roman Empire? The Roman Empire is shalang gestorben. There's no Roman Empire anymore. But Klal Yisrael chai v'kayam, no matter how many Titus Roshes and how many Hitler Yamachshemois and how many other Rishoyim that have stood up against us, Chol Davidar, Oyim Demaleinu L'chalo, he's saying, no, all of them have become footnotes of history, but Klal Yisrael keeps on thriving and existing and going and moving, Baruch Hashem, for Olmeyad, forever and ever, because Hine Leyonim Layishan Shem Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu goes and blesses us and watches us throughout the generations. Gesundheit. Anyway, beginning back to this drush in Seder Olam, where we see the way the Tana of Seder Olam darshins is pasik, he's saying, Ashiyor Shavisecha Virishta. There will have to be two times in history that you need to do a positive act to entitle you to Yerusha. One time in the times of Moshe Ben of Yeshua, that you have to go and be Mekadosh the Oretz and do Yerusha. The second time when Ezra and Nehemiah come up, you'll have to do again Akedushas Oretz through a new Yerusha. But Shlish is the third time, you don't have to do it. Now that we're back in Eretz Yisrael, it's Kadosh as it was 2,000 years ago. Nothing has changed. It still has the same Kedushas Oretz. Now, it doesn't say who the Tana is of Seder Oilam. So therefore we see that this Bryce is Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds that Truma Bizman Azeh is the Oiraisa, and Rabbi Yossi is the Tana of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon, when you have the case of the androgynous who married the Eishes, the Bas Yisrael, and it says you can be Machel Betruma. How does Rabbi Yossi say you can be Machel Betruma? Isn't the androgynous a Sofik Zohar Sofin Nekeva? Says Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Nine. We have a clear cut riot that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold, that in fact it's a Din Deiraisa, and that an androgynous is considered to be a Zohar Ma'al, a full-fledged Zohar, and not a Sofik Zohar. That's the conclusion of that shtickel between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Getting back now to Rabbi Yochanan for a moment, since we said on the Omer Aleph, then the case of the Sa'ah Shal Truma and the Kupa Shal Truma, that Bidrabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, I can be toilet with a Svara Shani Oimer, I don't have to come on to Rav. Freiti Maravasav, Rabbi Yochanan Bidrabbanan Le Be'inan Ribuya, that when you talk about Drabbanan, you don't have to come on to Rav, because we see in the Amud Aleph, Rish Lakish said, make sure that the Kupa was Rav compared to the Sa'ah.
Chulin was Rav compared to the
Sa'ah, the Kupa of Chulin was Rav compared to the Sa'ah of Truma. Yeah, in Shekayich. That's what Rish Lakish said, you can eat in. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, even if it wasn't. Even if the Sa'ah and the Kupa were the same size, makes no difference.
Sorry.
Ah, you just told Shani Oimer. Freiti Maravasav, Rabbi Yochanan, Bidrabbanan, Le Be'inan Ribuya, but Tanan, I have a famous Mishnah, Mesechta Mikvos. What's a famous Mishnah? Mikvah Sheyesh by Aboyim Sal Mechuvanis. He had a mikvah which exactly as a Yekish a mikvah, exactly 40 Sa'ah. Now what happened? Nosan Sa'ah v'notal Sa'ah. What they did was, someone poured in a bottle of orange juice, or a bottle of apple juice. Rashi says, Shar Mashkin Umei Peirois V'temet, poured into the mikveh. And now the mikveh, Baruch Hashem, has now 41 sa'ah. Rashi quickly points out that a vada, may peiros, are not kosher for a mikveh. You're not allowed to go and toivel in a mikveh of apple juice or orange juice. However, once you have 40 sa'ah of kosher water, so then it becomes bottle. So 41, so that extra apple juice, orange juice doesn't bother me, and I can continue toiveling in the mikveh. That so far is not so much of a chiddush. The greater chiddush is now, what happens if notal saw, after he mixed in the one saw of apple juice, now he removed a saw from the entire mikveh. In all likelihood, when he removed that saw from the mikveh, he wasn't able to mechaben to take out exactly one saw of apple juice or orange juice, because it got dispersed and dissolved and merged with the rest of the water. So therefore, probably most of the saw they took out now was water, and therefore you're left now l'chayre with less than 40 sa'ah of kosher water. Says the Mishnah, it's kosher. It's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because since we started off with a kosher mikveh of 40, we added the one, it became bottled to the mikveh. It's as if we have now 41 of water. Technically, it's not really. Physically, it's 40 plus 1. But halachically, it's now as if it's 41 of water because it became bottled. So now when I took out one, I still have 40 sa'ah mechuvanis. It's still kosher. Fine. The question is, by the way, Rashi points out it has to be dafka in this order. If it was notal saw, he first took out one, and he only had now 39 saw, and now you add one of apple juice, then it wouldn't be mashlim, because that is not kosher water. But once you start off with 40, you make it 41, then it's okay. But if you start over 39 and added one, do it tight.
It's like eating manshuv.
Exactly, exactly right. Amr Buda Bashila, Amr Basi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Rubai. Now what means Ad Rubai? My lav v'nishtai Rubai. Meaning that you can do this up to 19 times. Since we know Roiv of 40 half of 40 would be 20. So you can keep on being nosin saw, the notl saw, up to 19 times. But don't do it 20 or 21 times. Because if you're going to do it 20 or 21 or 22 times, then now you're going to have a majority of this mikveh perhaps now being apple juice or orange juice instead of being water. Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that way? Who cares? Even if he did it 40 times, even if he did it 100 times, and after all, since we're talking about Drabanan, Rashi says the din of Mayim Sh'uvim is Drabanan. If it's Drabanan, shouldn't there be a din even without the Roiv? With Drabanan, I'm toiler that each time I take out another saw, I probably took out the bad water, the apple juice. And even if it wasn't, Shani Oimer, I can be toiler, you know. I took out the bad water, just like I put in the bad saw. I took out the same bad saw. I should be able to do this 100 times. Why is it only until Roiv? My love, don't we need now a tziruf? It's not enough to be able to say Shani Oimer that I took out a bad saw, but also because the roiv certainly remaining is good, which is the svar that Reish Lakish said in the Amud Aleph, which Rabbi Yochanan says you don't need to come up to that by dirabonad. Frank Timara, why? My lav nishai ruba. So you see that even Rabbi Yochanan requires by dirabonad to come onto that additional svar of roiv. Ever don't lie. It's not a requirement that roiv remain. It's just a requirement that you don't take out roiv. What does that mean? In other words, there's a difference between 51%, 49%, and 50%. What Rabbi Yochanan says is, you don't have to have that roiv remains, but you have to make sure that you didn't take out roiv. What would be the nafkimin over here? In the Havamin of the Gemara thought, my lab nishtai rubai, that the maximum number of times that you can do this is 19. Every Gemara, no, you can do it even 20 times. But don't do it 21 times. Because you don't need the additional roiv to be mavatl, but you have to make sure that you don't have roiv of bad stuff potentially.
It's going to be a 50-50 chance.
Up to 50-50. It can't be 51-49. But you don't have to have the benefit of 51. You just don't want the loss that you have 51% in the other direction that it may have been.
And by the coup, it's 50-50 literally.
Exactly. My love the Shai Rubai, Loi Doloi Nishko Rubai. So that's Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Viboye Seima, you cannot compare the case of the Kupais with the case of our water, the mikveh water. Doesn't the dimyan doesn't hold water? The mikveh does hold water, but the parallel doesn't hold water. Because Shani Hacha, the Ikalameim is Shani Oimer. And the Omer Aleph, there is a svara to go and say Shani Oimer, that I'm toile, that the Truma fell into the Truma, and that the Chulim fell into the Chulim. Okay, 50-50 chance, I'm toile, I'm Mekel. Over here, what are you going to go and say? Each time he took out the saw, maybe Shani Oimer, he took out the bad apple juice or orange juice. Says Rashi, it's impossible to say that, because as we know, liquids automatically disperse and mix together. So there has to be, by definition, when he's going to take out the new saw, even if he goes immediately a second later, there's got to be some water mixed into that. Even if he goes, schnell, and he goes and takes a shovel and he takes a container, all of the apple juice, come on, schnell, go back into the container. It's not going to work. Some of the water is going to come in, so you don't have that Shani Oimer. That's why over here, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish that you have to come on to the Svara of Raif. Okay. Frank Dimor Yetzvaita Nochemul on Reish Lakish. Remember, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan learns Pshat in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon that they hold an androgynous is a Vadai Zohar. Masha ain't ken according to Reish Lakish, he holds it's only a Suffolk Zohar. So until now, the only ramification was, can they be Machel as Ishtam or Nishayim with Truma D'Araisa or only Truma D'Rabbanim? But now we're going to have another halachic ramification. So now let's continue on in our Mishnah that we learned the other day. State in the Mishnah, androgynous noisei, and the Mishnah continues on, avaloi nisa. Androgynous noisei means that androgynous is allowed to marry a nekeva, but he's not allowed to marry a zachar. In other words, medically, biologically, the androgynous is both zachrus and nakfus. So the question is, can he be the chosin or can he be the kala? Zok the Mishnah, he's noisei, he can only be the chosin, avaloi nisa, but he can't be the kala. Now the lashon noisei sounds like lechatchila, that androgynous, Mr. Smith the androgynous, has announced his marriage, and he's going to go marry Miss Jones, and there's going to be holy matrimony ever after. Says the noise says mashmul lechatchila. According to Rabbi Yochanan, does it good? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds it. According to Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, it's a zocher vaday. No problem. But according to Reish Lakish, that holds it's a safik. How can he lechatchila go and marry? After all, there's a 50-50 chance that he's in the keva. How could he go and marry a woman? And for the more tani, tak go and change the gear. So what it says, androgynous noise, we really means androgynous emnisa. If he did, b'diavad, okay, b'diavad. It's a safik, right? Reish Lakish holds a safik, okay, b'diavad. Don't do lechatchila. Frank Timora, number one, v'noisik tani. In my mishnah, it says noise. Okay, see, so he makes an amendment. But letamach, my avaloi nisa. But let's continue on. It says in the Mishnah, androgynous noise, avaloi nisa. So you're going to go and say, noise means b'diavad. But what are you going to say, avaloi nisa? Avaloi nisa, that it's not going to work. Loi nisa, he cannot go and be an akeva. So, how do the two work together? Nisa avaloi nisa. I mean, how are you going to understand pshat in the Mishnah? Elamai nisa diavad. Is noisei nami diavad. So now Reish Lakish is doing a retort back to Rabbi Yochanan, and he's saying to Rabbi Yochanan, "You're asking me a kasha from noisei. I will show you that the real pshat in the Mishnah is taka nisa and not noisei b'diavad. What's the raya? Because since the Mishnah said he's allowed to live together with an akeva, noisei, avaloi nisa, but he's not allowed to be married to a zohar. This avaloi nisa, you agree, means b'diavad. Even b'diavad, if he were to go and marry a zohar, it doesn't work. Avaloi nisa, that's b'diavad. Aha, sorry, bazoi. So then l'choyre, the noisei also is b'diavad. That we're saying, noisei, b'diavad, he can go and marry a zohar. Avaloi nisa, but even b'diavad, he should not marry an akeva. No, if he can't even marry b'diavad, the zohar, he can't marry l'chatchila. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, says Reish Lakish. Now the Mishnah makes even more sense according to me. That what? That the Mishnah, when it says no, you say, it doesn't mean l'chatchila. It means b'diavad, you can go and marry an akeva. It's a suffix zohar. Don't do l'chatchila, b'diavad. But if you went and married a zohar, avaloi nisa, b'diavad, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. So it says, Reish Lakish, utamech, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, I think the Mishnah works much better. Because it says, my avaloi nisa, you're saying noisa means v'chachila, avaloi nisa, but not b'diavad. Ela mai, rather, doesn't it make sense to go and say, when it says noisa, it means nisa b'diavad, that it works out if the androgynous consider himself a zohar, that works with the abed. Noisei nami di abed. So now when it says avaloi nisa, my nisa, just like when it says avaloi nisa means with the abed, even with the abed, he cannot be married to a zohar, is noisei nami di abed. Even when it says in the Mishnah that he can marry an akeva, it means only with the abed, not lichat chilom. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, your diuk, your interpretation really doesn't work. Because Amri, loy, I can learn pshat in the Mishnah, poshit. Noisei lechatchila mashu. And the Mishnah is telling us that he has a din of avadai zohar. And therefore he can marry even lechatchila without any qualifications, without any reluctance, without any hesitation. He can go and marry a nekeva lechatchila. However, if he decided to do the opposite, they go and marry a nekeva, avalainis, even b'diavad na'amila, even b'diavad, if he wants to entertain this idea of marrying a zohar, segeitnish, doesn't work. Let's continue on the Mishnah. Let me tell you safe at the end of the Mishnah. Says Reb Lezer Oimer Androgynous Chayav and Olav Skila Kizachar, an androgynous that goes and marries a zachar gets skila as if it's a real mishkav zachar, two zacharim together. That's Reb Lezer at the end of the Mishnah. Mechlal the Tanakama Svukei Mesapkele. L'choira, it would seem that the Tanakama, who seems to argue, because these are two different opinions, the Tanakama says, noisei avaloi nisa, says Reb Lezer, there's a din of skila kizachar. It's mashma that Reb Lezer is saying something more than the Tanakama. So the Tanakama apparently is saying, it's a suffix, I'm not sure. So b'diavad, he can go and marry an akeva, b'diavad, but not l'chala. Says Reb Lezer, no, he's a zachar v'adai, zachar v'adai. So b'soi, l'choira have a right, Michal Tanakama Sukh Masapkale, and therefore Vaita
wouldn't get skila.
That's why I wouldn't get skila. And that's why I'm sorry? Yeah, Toises talks about that earlier. The Gabe, why don't we have a something? So it could be talking about not necessarily Gabe Yemeskila, but the Gabe didn't, whether it's Karmchatos, if this is Kores,
Bishoyge, exactly. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says the Tanakama Sukim Mesapkalei. Stop. Period. Is the Charaya to Rishlokish Shver on Rabbi Yochanan? Everyone know. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Meilamar, Meilamar. Say according to the Tanakama that we're focusing on. The Noise Avalei Nisa. And say the other Mandiem Reblazer Reblazer that holds Androgynous Eskila Kizocher. Mivshep Shitalei. They all hold that Vadetz a Zocher Vada. Ikimnai. What would be the Nafkimina? Skila Mishnei Mekoymai. Ho ho ho! The Ma'asava Chayyavan Alav Skila Mishle Mekaymes or Ma'asava Kizachar. What's main thing Gemara Tzizog? Normally, when you have Mishkav Zachar between two Zacharim, there's only one potential hole that one Zachar can use in being boiled the other Zachar. That's of course from the backside, from the back. Says the Torah, that type of mishkev, which by a woman be shaloi kedarka, but by two men that's the owner. But Lamai said, if that's what he does, then he's oyv in the din of mishkev zachar. That's a regular mishkev zachar, classic mishkev zachar. If they're edim mitasra, the person gets skila. But he only gets skila from that one side. Here, by an androgynous, he has two sides. There's the zachar side, the back, but then he has a hole of the nakvis too. So what happens if a zachar lives together with the other zachar, takemishkev aisha, because he lives in the nakvis part? Do you get skila for that? That's normal. No, it's a man living with a man, but derech ishus as if it's a nekeiva. That's enough. Give me the sum to zach, right? Ikimanai skil mishne mekayis. Masa b'chayyam
lo skil. No, for mishkev yishu, because I can learn both are considered a mishkev.
Mishkev yishu. Maske, but the normal.
The other side.
Try to find the hechatimta. I mean, people would talk about this. But how do you find the hechatimta of mishkev zohar with the derech taka?
With a
nakvus. Ah, by an adroigin is kind of tough as a master. Ah, so therefore that would be the nafkimina between the two mandiyam. That according to the Tanakama, since it happens to be, although it's mifsha pshitalei, that it's a zohar, but if anybody lives with this zohar, sai, b'derech zachris, sai, b'derech nakvis, we're going to not only throw the books at him, we're going to throw the stones at him. He gets skila. Well, Marasav, the second man, the Yomar, Reb Lezer said, no, I love skila, only kizachar. So until now, when you learn the Mishnah, it seemed like Reb Lezer comes to be machmir. The Tanakam, I'm not sure. Sabi, yeah, after all, it's a Sabi, he's a zachar, he's a nakvis, who knows? Says Reb Lezer, no, he's a zachar, vada, he's a zachar, even skila, skila, skila. According to Gemara's Teretz, Reb Lezer coming to be Michael. The Tanakam says, a vada, he's a zachar. But he's a zocher on both sides, even b'derech nakvis. So you always give skila. Says Reb Lezer, no, he's only kizocher. So if they live together, taka mishkev zocher b'derech zocher, then he gets skila. However, if he does a mishkev aisha, taka would not get skila. Look at the last Rashi. Reb Lezer sabek kizocher, the makim zachris in the makim nakvis loy. Then they would not give skila on such a maisa. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sai.